Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Hey guys, it's Carly from Boyk Farm Outfitters, and we're all about equipping the modern farmer. Our team is Nebraska's go-to for precision planting, SurePoint liquid systems, Green Eye spot spray, and more. So whether you're considering an equipment upgrade, adding new tech, or just need a trained eye to service what you have, check us out. Creep on us at BoykFarmOutfitters.com and get connected with our team of experts. We're excited to help you find what's next. That's B-O-E-C-K FarmOutfitters.com.
Today, if you want to get to heaven by the Ozark Mountain Daredevils 1973 in concert in Omaha this weekend.
What year?
1973, which is what?
Oh, what is it, Steve?
Better times.
Better times.
Text your rating at 464-5685. The Sardo Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Jake has had some songs that are ridiculous as far as innovative, and this might be it. He went 1973 Ozark Mountain Daredevils.
You never saw this one coming,
no.
Did you?
Steve, lead us off here. 1973.
They had another song, Bill, that I don't know that you liked it. I love this song. They had one other hit, I think.
Jackie Blue.
Oh,
no. We played that
Why
song
would you
before.
Push back on Jack?
Oh, I have I played that sure. song before.
I didn't know for Baby sure if you liked
Jackie Blue.
It's a crazy song. Crazy good song.
Yeah. Ozark Mountain Daredevil. Imagine all of a sudden, let's get a band. What about the name? I don't know. How about Ozark Mountain Daredevil?
It's pretty good.
Odd.
It's pretty good. Give it. Go.
No, you're today. Oh, Tuesday. He was yesterday.
Okay. Really good. I mean, it's really good. I was a little skeptical the first couple.
About the weird radio? I heard it on a weird radio.
Yeah, I was a little skeptical out of the gate. Then it settled in, and it was, okay, then I realized what's going on.
It took a second for me to, okay, we're in the middle of something here that's epic.
Yeah, and then you start thinking, how did Jake pick the Ozark Mountain?
I don't have an answer for it. I don't know how I got that one. That was random. Totally random.
It's not exactly my style of music, but it's really good, high creativity, and it's good. That part that's good.
You mean the chorus?
Yeah. The chorus? Yes.
The chorus.
The main part of every song?
I would, just like an 8.9.
Okay,
yeah.
My score.
Really, really good, Jake. You nailed it. I knew 72% of the words. Didn't know them all.
I did.
Pretty close, but I knew I was pretty close. That was one that everyone had, and it was an outlier 8-track because it only had a couple songs. It wasn't if we pop this in, it's 12 great songs. It wasn't.
No.
This wasn't.
Nope. You'd be disappointed.
Yeah,
I bet.
This was not Bob Seger. It's not
26 songs.
No, it's not Bob Seger at all. But when you hit a couple songs, it's like, wow, hang on now. That one will grab you. I wonder, Schmuddy, chime in. I bet Jerry Schmuddy had this 8-track. I'll bet he had.
Jerry Schmuddy.
Jerry, please chime in. I bet he was listening to this back in the day. 73. That's an 8-8-8. Very good. I think Rudy's going to love it again. Rudy's going to be an 8-2.
7-8. He says crazy instrument skills.
There's a harmonica.
I liked it. Yeah.
There was a detailed harmonica.
Crazy instrument skills, he said.
So 8.88, and 7.
Now, Jake,
pretty
just
good.
One thing I was thinking about yesterday. Don't be afraid to play a female vocalist.
I do play that once in a while.
Is there something that you don't like about
that? No, nothing at all. I've been criticized in the past for that.
Okay. Just want to know.
I don't know that you've been criticized.
We can do Tina Turner.
I have been criticed.
It's just been brought up.
It's been criticism.
No.
Not by you. It's by others as well.
Oh, okay. Linda Ronstadt's out there.
I played.
Want some Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
You want Lady Gaga? Really? You want some of that? You want some Kesha on these airwaves?
Kesha.
Some Kesha. Yeah. We'll read YouTube first before we get to the text line.
Well, that's rare.
Yeah, okay. I know.
That's very rare that you paid attention to YouTube.
I do. What's the one? Genghis, 8.8 better times. Troy, 5.7. Chris, 6.2. Heyman, 7.9. Brad, 8.8. Nels de Montana, 7.2. Robert, 6.95. East Lincoln West, 7.8. Genghis says, please no Lady Gaga. Also, by the way.
Love, I want your love.
Yeah, I'll play that one.
Sounded really good. If it sounded like that, play it every day.
I'll play applause for
sounded
you,
like that.
Sandmaster and KC 7.5. Coach Libby 6.7. Vernon Dakin 6.9. Bill and Bennett 8.15. Brett and Bertrand 6. Houston 4.1. The Colonel and Beatrice 9.23.
The Colonel. I love that
the
one.
Good golfer.
The Colonel.
Goes the Colonel.
KFC.
Wink and KC. We don't think it's Martindale. 4. Gavin and Pender 8. Who at Clemens?
Bert!
6.
Bird nailed it. Bert. Yeah, that's 73. Anything from Schmuddy.
I don't see Schmuddy yet.
It's not basketball season.
Lyle, 6.5.
I hope so.
Newt gives it a 7. Jennifer, 7. Hubby, 6.4. She's never heard this one, but Hubby has.
Jennifer.
What? Never heard it from Jennifer. 1973. That was right in your wheelhouse.
Jennifer,
what are we doing?
Magic chimes in, 6.6.
Hello, Magic. What are you giving? I'm sorry.
6.6.
Hello, Magic.
Thank you, Magic.
Shamia B, 7 on that one. Nebraska Sledder. 2.
That's new.
That is interesting name. Yeah.
Okay. Is that a new one?
Not too high on the.
Marcus says harmonica raised it up to an 8.6 on that song.
The harmonica was really good. Sean, Ozark Mountain Daredevils.
The guy you met at a speech, Sean in Omaha.
Yeah, did, Sean.
Just a 2.3.
That's okay. Sean kind of reminds me of Randy. He does.
Randy.
If you guys are wondering what Sean is like, he reminds me of Randy a little bit.
Tan. Smiles.
Smooth shaven.
Yeah.
Kind of a bigger guy. Smiles.
Stout.
Stout. Easy smile. Yeah. Great dude, by the way. Great breaker. Yeah. Great.
Remember, if we do ever meet you, we will discuss everything
about you.
About you.
Yeah. Your look.
Your look.
Whether you're shaven.
You feel we need to get us on less carbs, we'll let you know.
Travis Ickney. Travis and Ickney.
We'll size you right up.
We'll size you right up. It'll be directly talked about. And we'll post your name and where to find you on social media.
Yeah.
Sean's a great dude.
Your song of the day again is If You Want to Get to Heaven by the Ozark Mountain Daredevils, 1973. It is time for a Tuesday edition of Bill's Bugaboo Tuesday. Here
Things
we go.
Things that bother me.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Yes. Okay. Yeah,
this is going to be a bonanza.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
If you need help with remodels, there's one phone call for kitchen, bathroom, and whole house remodels. That is Randy at Dinert Contracting. Call him or text him at 402-417-5204.
I think everyone's aware. Do you think they are, Steve? That if Randy, when he comes to do a remodel, if it's something to do with any plumbing, the Duke will be showing up.
So they're aligned.
They're aligned. Perfect alignment.
It's a tandem.
It's a tandem like that. So any plumbing whatsoever, Duke is showing up. So that might be a little bonus. You're saying, wow, should we do it or not? Well,
do it.
Do it, because all of a sudden you're going to be there, and there's going to be Randy smiling, tan, lifting things over his head. Then all of a sudden Duke's going to whip up.
Yep, Duke and he'll have some... You'll have some suggestions how you do your thing, today.
There'll be a lot of suggestions.
Have simple.
Right away, I'd put some blinds on that, probably. I think I'd want to do that. Oh, no, I want to do that. Make that a walkout.
You ever thought about cleaning those blinds?
Duke will have commentary on everything you do, and he's angry a lot now, too.
Why is Duke angry?
I don't know. He's very angry. He's just upset with a lot of things. So.
All right, speaking of upset,
we've been down this rabbit hole before, but I just... It came up again the other day, and I think it was at McDonald's. I just want to hit on it.
Oh, no.
Accounting. On accounting.
Uh-oh.
What's sup with the Roundup.
Oh.
What's sup
yeah.
with the Roundup? We all know the right now that the everything is Roundup.
Yeah.
And okay, want to round up? I'd love to say this and like to round down. We never get that option, do we? That never comes up, does it? Now, you know what? It's 644, I'll give you six.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm going to round down.
I rounded up yesterday.
I rounded up yesterday. Two weeks ago, I rounded up every time I came through. So I'm going to take that back out. I'm going to take my 46 cents back today if I could.
Thank you very much.
For the kids. They're not
you're still ahead.
Yeah, you're still way ahead. But I'd like to do that today. Is that possible? Here's the problem. When have we ever seen the cash total and where it goes? Show me the accounting sometime. When do we ever get to see? Oh, by the way, we just from you guys at Walgreens that rounded up, we just put $1.4 million into the Boys and Girls Club in wherever. Nope, we have no idea. When you round up where that money's going, we have no clue. Not an idea of where the accounting is, what happens with it. Did it ever make a difference in anyone's life?
Don't no ask idea. The poor worker, though.
Oh, no, it's not on them. Oh, man. No, and I see him, too. Here's their face. Would you like to round up? And you know, there's like, I don't even want
to.
I don't even
want to.
I don't want to mention this. Bill. This is not my deal. Because I'd like to ask them like that. But when you ask them, sometimes when something's like super expensive, you're in line like that. Huh? It's pretty interesting the price of wiper fluids. Then I'm kind of like going, I don't think the lady or man at the register is really the one who set the pricing. I don't think if all of a sudden gas is high and you whip into Casey's, it's like I don't think the lady that's making the pizza is like all of a sudden that you're in charge of the gas prices.
Hey, at Panda Express, they've ramped it up. If you go in and you round up, they ring a bell and everybody cheers.
But
you don't need to do this.
But you
don't need to cheer.
No one has any idea where it's going or if it helped one bit. Show me the numbers. I want the accounting. I want an audit. I want an audit system
maybe
going on.
Maybe it just goes to Panda Express.
Maybe because this goes to Panda Express in the next town
earnings.
Over.
Yeah. I don't know.
Where it goes to the next place, but I'd like to know. But again, I'd like to round down at least once, too. I round up every day, so today's round down day for
accounting.
Me. Yes.
Accounting. Are they doing that at McDonald's?
They do it everywhere, yes. Yeah.
They definitely do it at Panda Express, and they ring a bell.
Yeah. I'd like to know. If someone said right away, you know what we do with this money? When the day's over, we take the amount of money that's rounded up, and we take it down to the Cub Scout.
Right.
And take it down. Now, okay, I'm going to round up. When do they get the money? They get it this afternoon.
Fridays.
Or Friday. Or that. It goes anything. You know what? It goes to the Humane Society. They're building to do things for the dog kennels. And when do they get the money? Today. They get it every day. We take it down there in a cache, in a bag. And we give it to them, and that's where it goes. I want some.
I'm with you on this.
I want some accountability.
They put something up, like a board or something that says donated this week.
Try to do it, say where it's going, but they don't say the amount.
They'll say the amount, but you have no idea if it went.
You have no clue. You're right.
No clue.
I'm 100% agree.
Show
with
me the presented check.
I'm dubious every single time I do it.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'll do it. I'm just doing it mainly because the person in front of me is nice. That's the only reason I'm doing it.
That's kind of the same thing. Exactly.
And if you say no, then what?
Yeah.
Are you okay? Do people say no, Bill?
I will say this. It's 100% okay to say no.
Yeah. Is it?
100%. Oh, yeah. 100%. Yes. Yeah.
That got my attention.
Yeah.
See, you're good at this stuff.
100%. I'm going to say I'm probably 8 out of 10 rounding up.
But you'll say no sometimes?
Yeah, I say no sometimes. But now I'm going to push the round down. I come in here every day, and you know what I do, right?
Yeah.
I'd like this to be an even $7 today. That's what I'd like to have happen. Let's just see if they go for it. See what happens.
We have some response. You might expect that today. Ryan in Delaware says, I know where the money goes. The company donates a set amount of money to said charity, and the rounding up goes to recouping the company's money. So I don't ever round up because I'm not paying the company more money.
I don't really disagree with him. Either. There's a conspiracy theory there because you never see it. I want to know where it's going that day. That's my new question. So I'm going to start with that one from here on out. If I'm at wherever I'm at.
I hear you.
Yep. I'll round up. Where's the money going? And do they get the money today? If they get the money today, I'll throw in an extra buck.
Yep.
Nope. No can do here. No can do.
I'll throw in an extra
buck. I will. I'll round up twice. What do you got for me,
Varn, Jake? Varn Diggity says, preach, Bill, on this one. Nels in Montana says, I was grumpy the other day and kind of jokey. I did it at a store called Ranch and Home in Montana.
Okay.
The lady thought I was the devil for even considering the round down. He said, how about I round down? Man. She said, she stared at him like he was the devil.
Really?
Yeah. Say that.
Be funny.
He's trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Come on, lady.
I wonder where this money goes. This is the hill that I'm going to die on.
This is a good topic because they sort of take you for granted.
It's almost everywhere now.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if everyone who came through whatever store that's super busy, how much money that is a day?
Oh, God.
I mean, hundreds of thousands of dollars are going into someone's pocket.
You like
every
to round
day.
Up. Who came up with this idea?
Yeah, who was the roundup guy? Right. I want to know. What else you got, Jake?
Brandon, I love this topic. We could do this
Brandon
all day.
Says that's definitely a write-off for the company. They should have to match the roundup amount in their donation. So they should.
Okay, so you guys are saying it's a write-off for the company.
I don't know what it is.
It helps them with their yearly donation they do, is what Ryan in Delaware said.
Oh.
Yeah, I want to see where it's going.
So they're using the donation from the people as their donation versus actually going off their own profits that they get.
Oh.
That's what he was saying.
Ooh. I don't like the sound of that.
Yeah, I don't either.
Joel,
someone's got to show me. It's kind of like there's certain times like that when there's certain things like a fundraiser. And it's like, all right, we raised, 50 grand. That's good. Well, 26 grand is going to go to so-and-so because they helped me. It's like, really? That's not what I'm in this for. No, I want this money to go 100% to this.
I would say I personally round up maybe if it's 3 or 4 cents. You call me cheap if you want. I guess, like Bill said, it's not my job to donate every time I'm out there.
Ooh. Yeah,
every purchase. This
breakers text in where it's at. I'll say this: it's not like the buck makes a difference, but if your bill is 1301, you want to round up. I'm like,
hell no, I don't.
It's a pretty big hit. It's 99 cents. That's like it's kind of a.
I just do it out of resignation because I don't want to not do. I just
I do it. Like, yeah, do it every I'm time. The guy. I'm the guy that they get.
Just do it. Yeah, just go ahead. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
And then there's half-hearted cheering in the background.
Okay, so when you're at Pan Express, say, I'm going to do this, and they're going to ring that bell. I want to know where the money's going.
Yeah.
Because if the money's just going right back to Panda Express to get better food for tomorrow, I'm really not into that.
I guarantee you that girl in front of me doesn't know where that money's going. Yeah. I guarantee
you. No idea. Yeah. No idea.
Big B says, Bill, I did do the round down one time, and the utter look of confusion was hilarious with the person. I did round up after that.
Rounded down.
She's like, can you round down?
I'm coming here for 2 weeks. I'm coming here for 2 weeks rounding up. I want answers.
How about this buffet someone says, I used to round up all the time, but after this conversation, I'm done. No more rounding up.
See, Bill, it's almost like the airplane thing where he said you don't have to talk to the person next to you. That was a life changer for me. It was not like a total life changer.
It would be an epiphany.
But it made my life better because now I don't have any guilt on the plane. Today is an epiphany. I probably won't do this anymore. You're saying it's okay.
I don't think it's bad.
Okay.
All I want is answers.
Jake doesn't.
It's 100% okay. Why would it not be okay?
All they tell you is that. It goes to this. Here's where the money goes. Do you want to round up for so-and-so?
And I don't even know what they're saying half the time.
Sometimes it's like you're at Petco. You want to round up for Dogs or Us? I'm like, yeah, it sounds good. I love dogs, but do they really get this? Is there a dog that benefit from this like that?
After the question, do you want to round? I don't even hear the rest of it. I'm just like, yeah, go ahead. I don't even know. Yeah. I don't even know what I'm giving to. I'm done. I'm not doing it anymore. Save me money. I quit buying gum. I'm going to quit doing this. You're
saving $3-4 a day.
I know.
We're helping you out. Bill,
Good job, Bill.
The headline
Good
one
job.
More time, please, Bill.
What's up with the roundup?
That is Bill's Thrills.
That's a good,
Tuesday.
Tight headline.
Accounting.
That's a tight one.
I want accountability.
When we come back, hour two, what's wrong with the big three quarterbacks in college football?
Oh.
Discuss that next. Early break on the ticket.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is an interior paint and primer in one with a tough-lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big.